So, what I have in mind for this morning is to read the story of Gideon. I think I'm going to read the whole thing. But I think it's a good thing to remember how God doesn't need anything great to work with, but someone who will faithfully obey Him and put their trust in Him. I'm going to start in Judges 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, and they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth. Till thou came unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came up as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land, and said unto you, I am the Lord your God, fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak, which was in Ophren, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told of us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come forth unto thee, and bring thee forth a present, and set before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour, and the flesh he put in a basket, and put it in the broth, and put the broth in a pot, and brought it out to him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said to him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up a fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be with thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, and in the second bullock of 7 years throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household, and the men of the city, that he did not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. They said unto one another, Who has done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he might die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut it down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all them that stood against him, Will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came unto Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all of Manasseh, who also was gathered after him, and he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon the earth beside, then I shall know that thou wilt serve Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of it, and a bowl of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let now it be dry only on the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so upon that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew all on the ground. And then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early, and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me, to give the hands of the Midianites unto their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore, go to, proclaim the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from the Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them before thee there. And it shall be, that of whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomsoever I say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought them down, the people, unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, Everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself, likewise everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of men that lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees and drew water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lapped, I will save you, and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hands, and their trumpets. And he set all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and remained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it unto thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with per thy servant down unto the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward thine hands will be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Purah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the children of the east lay in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand of the sea for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley tumbled unto the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it, that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For unto his hand hath God delivered Midian, and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped, and went unto the host of Israel, and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered you unto the hand, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided 300 men into companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so do ye. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, and blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set watch, and they blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew trumpets, and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran, and cried, and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, and throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beth Shittah and Zarephath, and to the border of Abel Medolia to Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all the Mount Ephraim, saying, Come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters unto Beth Bera and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and took the waters unto Beth Bera and Jordan. I think I'll just stop there. I think most of the essence or moral is spelled out in there. I didn't prepare a lot to expound. But if we have devotion and sincere obedience and trust in God, no matter how small we might seem or unfit, if we trust and obey, and God is on our side, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. I'd welcome comments, corrections, anything of the sort.
Ito, I just really appreciate the story of Gideon. Everything you read, and even the parts beyond, you know, how he spoke with the men of Ephraim, his response when they wanted to make him a king, all those things. He was not a perfect man at all, but there's just so many things about him and things that happened around there, everything from you can draw deep lessons from. I think there's big lessons in the pitchers that were broken with the torches inside, the trumpets. I think there's big lessons in how God sorted out, you know, who out of the original, 30,000-ish people, first the ones that were fearful went home, then the ones who just like it. I think what I see there is like there were those who brought water up to the, who stayed upright, you know, and brought water up to their hand with their mouth, even though I'm sure it took longer to quench their thirst, versus those who just put their mouth to the water and just drank, you know. I think there's spiritual lessons in there, and you know, we could expound on a lot of those for a long time. One thing I think one of the reasons I've liked Gideon myself is because I feel like there's something about Gideon that I can really relate to, and that is that he seems like a man who kind of struggled with doubt or maybe a level of insecurity or something that you know that made him do things like, man, I heard from an angel of the Lord, is it for sure? Like, let me put out a fleece. And then something happens. Like, his prayer was answered so clearly. He should have known. And he was like, you know, well, what if... Maybe something like that could happen naturally. Let's reverse it. Let's test it for sure. Make sure it's from God. And so he asks God again and puts out the fleece again. And it seemed like God kind of knew it. You know, the good thing about Gideon is he ends up doing what he's supposed to do, even though he has this struggle going on in his mind. But what I see also is God can work with him. Like, God told him something, and then he said, if you doubt, or maybe he either said, if you doubt or if you're afraid, go down and hear what one of the men of the enemy says. And so Gideon, you know, through the night, goes down close to the enemies, and hears the enemy interpret that dream, and it's just that boost. It's that boost of assurance that, like, yes, okay, I'm, you know, this is God, and not just whatever else he might have been questioning. But anyway, I can appreciate both that part of Gideon, maybe partly because I can relate to it, and then also just the fact that God can work with people like that and help them. And yeah, thank you. Lord, I love you.